Tanny, I biked to work again this morning. It's gotten really dark when I'm biking to work right now. And I bike along some very dark areas, like crossing the bridge on Cougar Creek there. There was no moon out. And as I'm biking there, I'm like, am I crazy for biking this morning? Because I saw on Tuesday morning a black bear cross the road just up a hill of Fergie to Benchlands. And I'm thinking to myself, I can barely see like a foot in front of me. I wouldn't know if there was a bear right in front of me until I was literally tumbling over top of it.
Were you making noise? I like to sing to myself while I ride my bike.
I probably should have made more noise.
Hello, bear. Yeah. Go away, bear.
I do that on hikes, but you know, that's the thing. Like, I think we have to adjust our paradigm a little bit this week with regards to, you know, where we're doing our bear-proofing stuff. Not just in the backcountry, in the woods, making the noise, keeping your dog on leash and all that stuff. Right in town, because there have been so many bear sightings around town over the last couple of weeks. You never know on what residential trail behind what daycare or whatever that you could possibly run into a bear.
But that's the consistent message from wildlife managers, is that we live in the mountains and you can encounter wildlife anywhere.
It seems like stuff's gotten real over the last week or two here.
And I know that people are really worried and concerned and think that perhaps there should be warning signs up everywhere. Yeah. But we all need to be aware that we're in bear country. And we also know this has not been a really good berry season. And this is what's driving bears into our residential areas more so than we've seen in the recent past at this time of year, looking for food. It's called hyperphagia.
Yes, they're hungry.
If I see a bear, assess the situation, deal with it accordingly, fix your hair, keep going.
Fix your hair?
Yeah.
Because if you end up, your picture ends up on the front page of the Outlook, you want to look nice.
Yeah, okay. But they don't want to interact with us.
No.
And we don't want to interact with them.
And I mean, it leads to fatal consequences, like for a black bear that they had to euthanize him on Monday. He just kept getting into garbage, kept getting into these fruit trees, and they just figured there was nothing more they could do for him to keep him away from these human areas.
Bears are very intelligent. Once they know there's food, they will keep going back for food. That's why garbage was such a huge problem when we didn't manage it the way we do now in this valley.
Yeah. Garbage, I mean, we've dealt with that to a large extent, I think. And now the story is all about the ornamental fruit trees. And Tyler McClure from Bow Valley Wild Smart is kind of like the star of the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week. He's in multiple pictures. And one of them is him pulling down fruit from the crabapple trees right by the grizzly paw.
Four crabapple trees. Yes, they're pretty in the spring, but they do grow a lot of fruit. They had a group of volunteers. They pulled off 80 pounds of crabapples from these four trees, and they didn't even get it all. The tops of the trees still have fruit on them. I'm giving you like 80% for effort and for actually removing the attractant, maybe a 60. Okay. Maybe.
Well, at least they're doing something. And you know, at least people are aware of the situation. And I think it's getting in the news cycle and getting in people's top of mind. So if they have fruit trees, hopefully people are out there picking them. Banff right now is going along a similar road, I understand.
Because we don't politically have the balls to say, let's just ban these things that are a wildlife attractant. They are looking at an incentive program to see people remove their trees. I don't know what that looks like. It's going to be presented on Monday. If we're not going to say you can't have them, we need a program that either helps people remove the fruit, or we need a program that also helps people remove the trees.